The Biden administration's expected to soon announce Israeli citizens will be allowed to travel to the United States without a U.S. visa. U.S. officials say the Department of Homeland Security will be announcing in the coming days that Israel is being admitted into the visa waiver program. The recommendation comes from the Secretary of State, despite ongoing U.S. concerns about the Israeli government treatment of Palestinian Americans. Last week, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Under the waiver program, Israelis will be able to travel to the U.S. for business or leisure for up to 90 days without a visa simply by signing up under the electronic system for travel authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.